I look out there and there's blue and there's kind of a gray haze of some light clouds. It's a Friday. The weekend is right around the corner. Let's make it a good Friday and head into the weekend. It's going to be a great weekend for you. Might want to start early because later on in the weekend, by Sunday, I mean, it might not be fun at all. But it is coming up, spring cleanup time here in Colville. Now, this year, because of the weather, this year, they also are picking up loose leaves. Okay, you want to keep your loose leaves separated from your brush and shrubs and tree branches. Branches, they need to be 6 feet in length or less and no more than 6 inches in diameter. One big pile is fine. But because the leaves came off so late last year, they will pick up loose leaves. And I see a few piles of leaves up along the sidewalks and the street edges already. So no huge branches. They don't want grass clippings, pine needles, pine cones, no rocks, gravel, things like that. They want loose leaves in separated from your brush, shrubs, and tree branches. This is within the city limits of Colville. Now, come April 10th is when they are going to be picking these up. So, you know, don't depend on having, you know, a beautiful day to be out there doing things. Saturday, tomorrow, probably be a good day to do it. So, that gets underway the 10th. Here in Colville. Yesterday was an opportunity for people to get their simple taxes done free. It was down in the basement of the library. And also find out about this tax credit from the state of Washington. Well, unbeknownst to most all of us, and my apologies to those that were in my age bracket and showed up for the family tax credit. The state of Washington had age limits on it. Because even those people there that fill out the forms and that weren't really up on that part. You had to be 25 years old or under 65. And a lot of people showed up that were more than 65. Didn't qualify. Hope it was okay. Didn't waste too much time. And some of you were there to get your taxes done for free. Great. That was for everybody. But man, if I would have known that it was for 65 and under, I sure would have told you about that ahead of time. But nobody mentioned that. We found it once we dived into the real estate regulations. A lot of people turned out, though, and I think it was really, it was a good service to the community. The folks that state of Washington hired to come up and do this project. A lot of activity going on in Olympia. I tell you now, Monday morning, I invite you to particularly listen to the morning news on Monday, and we'll have more of it on the internet the first part of next week. The drunk sailors are running wild in Olympia. And we'll talk about spending going on in Olympia by the legislators. Let's check with John Satgast and Mirror and Maycomer, our state representative. Normally we do this the first of the week, but because so much is going on today and yesterday, let's do that today.
The House will be in order.
This is Capitol Report. News and views from Washington House Republicans. And now from Olympia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, the Republicans of caucus.
Welcome to Capitol Report. I'm John Satgast. My guest is 7th District State Representative Jacqueline Maycumber from Republic. Thanks for being with us today on our program.
Thank you for having me.
You are a member of the House Capitol Budget Committee. Recently, all three budgets were released by the majority party, the operating, transportation, and capital budgets. So let's talk about the capital budget. What is it and how is it different from the state's operating budget?
So the capital budget is the budget that uses state bond money. It's not taxpayer money. It's investment. And we reinvest that into our local communities. Everything from schools to libraries to lights around tracks. And we reinvest those into our local communities and it builds them up, from fire halls to dental clinics. So it's a great committee to be on because it's bipartisan and we reinvest that at the local level.
Moving to the operating budget, that's the big new two-year spending plan for Washington State. What can you tell folks back home?
It's $70 billion in the next 2 years, and it's almost doubled in the last 10 years. 4 years ago, we talked about an $18 billion increase, and that was astronomical. Now we're talking about $70 billion. And I don't know about you, my salary has not doubled in 10 years. And you're seeing that people are paying more in taxes than they ever have in history. And so that spending is huge. It's not sustainable. And what was really important in this House budget is that you're not seeing that money put away for a rainy day fund. We talk about inflation, things that are happening, the cost of food. We really need to put away some money to protect the taxpayers of the state of Washington for those downturns. So making sure we have that safety net, that rainy day fund, is one of the most important things that we can do. And this budget doesn't do that.
And then I know you've been watching the police pursuit issue very closely. What's the latest on that bill?
Right now, it's going to the floor. So it's made it through the Senate. It's the House. It's going to the floor. And it says that only a certain amount of felony level crimes can be followed. So that's in a police vehicle pursuit. So they have to be very high level crimes, murder, rape, kidnapping, and domestic violence. That's what you can pursue for. And so making sure that we have the ability for law enforcement to do their jobs, not just in a vehicle, but also on foot, is one of the most important things that we could do at the legislature. Keeping our families safe, keeping our community safe is the number one thing we can do.
State Representative Jacqueline Maycumber, thanks for being with us on Capitol Report. And we want to thank our listeners for being here with us on the program.
In Olympia, this has been Capitol Report from Washington House Republicans. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more information, go to houserepublicans.wa.gov.
The House is now adjourned.
All right, there you have the update with Jacqueline Maycumber from Olympia. Police still can't, do their jobs, and we've got to get them back doing their jobs. Deadline is today for you to have those studded tires off, and I have not heard very many studded tires at all, so that's good. The state today is the deadline. If they hear that clickety-clack of studded tires tomorrow, potential of $137 ticket. The studded tires are legal November 1 to March 31st, and so today is the final day for legal studded tires. All right. It's in the national news, and you're going to hear about it every hour. It's charges going against former President Donald Trump. I just wanted to pass along. We've got a couple stories here that I think are worth attention. One is that January 6th, the break-in at the Capitol. For a number of years, there was an informant working for the FBI within the Proud Boys organization. That FBI informant who marched to the U.S. Capitol with fellow Proud Boy members testified yesterday that he didn't know of any plans for the group to invade the building. The informant identified himself in court only as Aaron. Well, a lot of people have been tried, many sent to prison for seditious conspiracy. The informant was there with the group in D.C., communicating all along with his FBI handler as the mob of they breached the police barricades at the Capitol. And in the communications, this FBI informant told his handler that the Proud Boys didn't inspire the violence. On cross-examination, they showed videos of the FBI informant among the rioters breaching the police lines. The informant is seen pumping a fist. Asked why he didn't try to de-escalate the situation, the informant said he couldn't believe the mob would storm past police officers guarding the building. He says at that point it was like a circus before things got serious. So that's the FBI informant. He had actually been an FBI informant within the Proud Boys since like 2008. He's there in communication with his handler. So while Proud Boy members have been sent to prison for years, this FBI informant, Aaron, who is right there with them all, pumping his fist and says, well, it was kind of like a circus. And but, of course, Aaron works for the FBI. He's not going to prison. Okay, over in Seattle. Yeah, a lot of people have been members of the Audubon Society for years and years and thought it was a good thing. Apparently it wasn't. People in Seattle, they are changing the name of the Seattle Audubon. The new name is Birds Connect Seattle. The Seattle chapter of the Audubon Society says this change in name, Birds Connect Seattle, it is a step toward creating a more inclusive anti-racist organization. Apparently, in the way back years, John James Audubon owned slaves back in Kentucky. So this new name change in Seattle, Birds Connect Seattle, comes after the National Audubon Society deliberated and decided they would continue being the National Audubon Society. But you won't find the Audubon Society in Seattle. In Seattle, you will find Birds Connect Seattle. I got my idea of what kind of birds, but we'll leave it at that.
Spring is here. The temperatures are rising outside and the prices are falling inside at Sandra's Furniture in Colville. Spring into savings with FlexSteel reclining furniture up to 50% off. Plus, don't let inflation keep you from the furniture of your dreams. Saunders Furniture has up to 12 months special financing with 0% interest and $0 down on approved credit. Spring into savings at Saunders Furniture, downtown Colville.
All right, going to be a series of three lectures coming up in April, intended to help interested people improve the health for themselves and their family. Here's some information about a series of lectures. They are going to be at the American Legion Hall.
We're a group of people who are interested in promoting the health of the community. We are an unofficial group of people who are aware that the health message is tied directly to physical and even spiritual health. We are aware that so many people are suffering from diabetes and precancerous conditions. They're experiencing anxiety, all kinds of different illnesses, which we are, with our studies, have learned that the illnesses can be avoided. And when the body is healthy, then the brain tends to be healthy as well. There is a clear connection between the mental health and the physical health. So this is a free community service that our group is hoping to present and planning to present to the public starting April 10. It'll be three Monday nights in a row, 5:30 to 7, starting April 10. And the first night is a triple international award-winning presentation. It's a DVD. Part of it is a story of one family, five of whom had among them 21 different serious chronic illnesses. The mother had paralysis. One of the sons had autism spectrum disorder. They made one change to their diet, just one, and within 6 months, all five of them had zero chronic illnesses remaining. So if they got those results, you can too. And so I'm hoping that you'll come Monday night, April 10, to hear what that one change was and be encouraged to make that change. And then the second Monday night is an interview of a doctor. His name is Dr. Lustig, plus another presentation on one single food ingredient that is so common that one doctor said is so toxic it should be banned. But it's not banned. It's subsidized by our government. And you're likely eating it every day without realizing it. And the other presentation they will hear that day is excerpts from the book Food and Behavior, written by a former chief parole officer who saw behaviors of inmates that were directly linked to diet, to the point she saw that the behaviors were destructive because the diet was destructive. And she became so interested in it that she became a nutritionist and ended up writing a book showing the correlation. And it isn't just inmates in a jail, it's children, it's kids in school, it's adults at work, it's marriage partners. They are affected by what they eat. And happiness can be greatly increased by eating a whole food, plant-based diet. We're inviting you, hoping that you'll come to hear what that is. That's the second Monday night. And the third Monday night is the capstone. It is a cooking demonstration with free taste testing. There'll be a breakfast, a dinner, and a dessert. There'll be free cookbooks with whole food, plant-based recipes in them, including how to make healthy substitutions for the ingredients in your favorite recipes. And this we expect will make a difference not only in the well-being of adults, but also in kids' behavior. If you're having trouble focusing at work or maybe even trouble caring about things, the diet can make a difference. And that is the message we want to get across to the public through these three free presentations. And they will be held at the American Legion Hall in Colville at the corner of East 6th and North Main Streets. They start at 5:30 promptly and go till 7. There'll be free handouts every night. So we hope that everyone will come. because this is too important to miss. These are life-changing pieces of information. There are alternatives to learn about. Once they hear all of the evidence, they are more likely to be motivated. And there will be follow-up articles published. The information total is cumulative, so that people hopefully will draw the conclusion, I need to and I can make changes in my life.
All right, 3 weeks in a row on Mondays, starting April 10th at the American Legion Hall here in Colville.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation, or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Man, it was a pitcher's duel last night in the opening game of the regular season, the Mariners and the Cleveland Guardians. And we get to the eighth inning, a big rally because Ty France hits a three-run home run. Yeah, the Mariners over the Cleveland Guardians 3-0. Opening day, rather dramatic pitcher's duel for both Seattle and Cleveland. The only real offense was that big home run. Three hits on the night for France. The pitch clock came into play, had a violation there, had a number of violations all across the opening day for Major League Baseball. But Chaka win up for the Mariners for opening day. Game two of the series, the Cleveland Guardians and the Mariners. 6 o'clock pregame tonight. Join us on 92.1 KCRK. You're going to enjoy Mariner baseball this year. Got to have some good highlights from last night's game coming up in the pregame. 6 o'clock, 7:10, the first pitch. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by ABC Heating and Electric, 411 West 2nd in Colville. If you're looking for a little comfort in your life, call the expert, your Carrier dealer at ABC Heating and Electric. Call Deb, make an appointment, 684-2018. Pretty good chance we're going to see a little rain this afternoon, probably after 3 o'clock. Rain tonight, rain mixed with snow Saturday, snow showers turning to rain on Sunday, more snow and rain on Monday, still a 30% chance of showers. In fact, we could have some thunderstorm activity on Tuesday, a high around 50. Sunshine Wednesday and Thursday, highs 52 degrees. Carrier dealers, the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. CABC Heating and Electric, 411 West 2nd. Not bad out there. We haven't got to freezing yet. It's still 30 degrees here at the radio station, so you're going to find a little frost on top of the car. Not that much moisture. Didn't have to scrape any frost off the windshields this morning. But not warming up really fast yet. Eric Carpenter here, getting ready for the weekend. It is Friday. This is KCVL, KCRK.